Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 8:14. He said, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Oh, thank God. Sons of God. Now, how many understand there are male sons of God and female sons of God? Talking about all of us. But can sons of God today expect to be led by the Spirit of God? We at Faith Life Church, in fact, everybody at Faith Life Church reads their New Testament, their chapter every day. Am I right, church? Everybody at Faith Life Church reads their New Testament, reads their Bible. And so we just finished reading Acts together. And man, we saw that the Holy Ghost was on every page. The Holy Ghost said this, and the Holy Ghost said that. And Holy Ghost did this. Holy Ghost said no. Holy Ghost said go. Amen. Holy Ghost said not now. And the ministry and the person of the Holy Spirit was so real to them in all of their dealings. I mean, understand, we're part of the same church. We have the same Holy Spirit. He's supposed to be just as real to us. Every day, every night, everywhere you are, He's supposed to be real to you, His leading, His guiding, His teaching, His help. We spent some time looking at what Jesus told us about the Comforter. He said, "I'm not going to leave you helpless and orphans. I'm going to send you another Comforter." Another means one of the same kind. Who was the first Comforter? Jesus. The disciples were with Jesus. He was their first Paraclete. But He said, "I'm going to send you another Paraclete, another helper, another comforter." And He said, "It's better for you that I go away." Now, they couldn't figure that out. How in the world could it be better than hanging with Jesus? The Spirit of Jesus living inside you. Not just being with you, being in you 24/7. Hallelujah. And anointing you and enabling you. Every breath, every heartbeat. That's better. I said, that's better. And that's what you and I have today. But do you understand that the Holy Spirit helps some people a lot more than He does others? That's a fact. There's some people, the Holy Spirit helps them comb their hair in the morning. Helps them cook their meals. Helps them drive. Helps them in every aspect of their business. And other people, He helps very little. Why? Not because He's a respecter of persons. It's because some people have learned to look to Him and yield to Him and respond to Him and cooperate with Him, while others just make their plans and do their thing in their own strength. Look at your neighbor and tell them, "You need help." You need help. Now you turn back and you tell them, "I have help." Amen. I have help. The question is, are we taking advantage, full advantage, of all of the help, capital H, from the helper, capital H, who's in us and available to us? And I think for the most part, the answer would be no. No, we have not been. But that's why we're talking about it. In 2 Corinthians, if you're holding your place in the 13th chapter, 2 Corinthians, I'm so glad I don't have to do this on my own. Oh, dear Lord. I don't think I'd even get out of bed and come to church if I thought I just had to do this on my own. People say, "What happened to Brother Keith?" Well, he's gone. Because it'd be overwhelming. It'd be impossible. Oh, but thank God we're not without help. He's with us. I mean, He will take you by the hand and walk you every step of the way. He'll explain everything to you. He'll prepare you for everything. And when you feel weak, He will quicken you and strengthen you. And when you feel dumb, He will teach you. Amen. If you'll listen. And that's not just for one or two people. That's not just for preachers. That's for everybody. You know, we may talk about this later, but in the Old Testament, in the construction of the tabernacle, the Lord said that He had anointed Bezalel and Aholiab. And of course, you're familiar with them. You might want to look them up. Bezalel and Aholiab weren't prophets, weren't priests, weren't teachers of the word. What were they? They worked with their hands. And the Bible said He anointed them to work with wood and with metal, anointed to do manual labor. Would God anoint you to work with your hands? See, so many times people think, well, you know, yeah, the Holy Ghost, He'd help preachers preach. He'd help folk pray. He'd help churches. But I'm just out here, you know, I'm stocking groceries. Friends, you ain't never stocked groceries till you stocked them in the anointing. I'm serious as I can be. I mean, the Holy Ghost will show you how to do it 10 times better in half the time. Amen. He knows the best way to do everything. Amen. But you got to look to Him. Got to ask Him. In 2 Corinthians and the 13th chapter and the 14th verse, 2 Corinthians 13, 14, says the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Here we see the three persons of God. God the Father. God the Lord Jesus. God the Holy Ghost. Grace of the Lord Jesus. Love of God. Communion. The word communion is also translated fellowship. We spent some time talking about that the Holy Spirit is not an it. Jesus referred to Him repeatedly with masculine pronouns. He, Him, His. It's incorrect to refer to the Holy Spirit as an it any more than we'd refer to you as it. You wouldn't like that because you're not an it. You're a person. And we talked about what constitutes personhood. What makes a person? And we talked about a person has a mind. Can think and have thoughts. A person has a will and can choose, make decisions. A person has feelings and emotions and a soul. And we've gone into great detail talking about how that the Holy, showing you scriptures, where it says the mind of the Spirit, as the Spirit wills. And then we went into some detail last week talking about God, how that He gets mad, He gets glad. He can be grieved. He can be hurt. He sings. Somebody said, well, you're just trying to make Him like us. No, He made us like Him. No. God is not expressionless. God has what we might call them emotions. I don't know if there's a better word for that. But He has a soul. That's a Bible word. And He expresses Himself. And He said to me some years ago, when I was studying this, and He said, Keith, I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, He said, did you notice what kind of people I chose as my first covenant people? I said, no, sir, I didn't know what He's talking about. I said, what kind of people? I said, I don't know. He said, they were expressive souls. Expressive souls. I wrote it down. Expressive souls. He said, they got mad. They'd rip their clothes and throw ashes in the air. And strap on their swords and somebody might die that day. And if they were happy, I mean the wine flowed and sacrifices were sacrificed. And some Bible talks about people shouting so loud, they heard them miles away. How many believe heaven is not a stoic, dead place? It's a happy place. People are not afraid to praise God. They're not afraid to praise God with a loud voice and shout. God doesn't have two separate wills, one for the heaven and one for the earth. When He blesses you, you don't go, well, I feel it deep inside. But that's just me now. That's all I ever do. Well, no, you need to get free. I said, you are to get free and be able in front of your children and in front of your spouse. Lift up your hands and say, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for doing that for us. Thank you. Thank you. Some say, well, I'm a man and I just can't express my fear. Well, you're being weak. Amen. That's no sign of strength. It's a sign of weakness and insecurity that you're afraid to open your mouth and say something.
Amen.
Be a real man. Stand up and shout sometime. Stand up and say, oh, glory to God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Jesus bought me and paid for me and died for me and rose again for me. Better not say nothing against it. Be a man like that. Amen. Stand up for your Lord. Stand up for your Father. Be scared. Bound. That's another message. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Lord gave me these three R's. Y'all remember these? Three R's for spiritual sensitivity, which is what we're talking about. That's our whole thing. We want to know Him better, be more aware of Him. Amen. And the Lord gave me three R's. He gave me I use two words, realize. I also use the word recognize, but to recognize the Holy Spirit and to respect the Holy Spirit and to respond to the Holy Spirit. Three things to focus on to cause us to grow in spiritual awareness and sensitivity. I said, this is what I told you last time. I said, number one, recognize Him, realize, be aware of Him. Number two, respect Him. Number three, respond to Him. Well, last night, actually this morning, about 4 o'clock, the Lord corrected me. He said, no. He said, respect is number one. So I went and switched it around. I said, that's right. Respect. And I begin to see some things. Respect is integral with faith. We walk with Him by faith, not by sight. That means so much of the time we don't feel Him, but we believe He's here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1019. That's R-1019. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.